Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a suspected hit-and-run collision between two vehicles this morning. The incident occurred in the northbound lane of the 101 just south of Wyatt. A pickup truck was forced off the road by a black sedan. The pickup then hit a tree. The driver of the pickup suffered minor injuries, and the description of the second vehicle that left the scene is just that of a black sedan with two black male adults inside. Anyone with information is asked to contact the CHP. A single-vehicle truck collision on Highway 199 just north of Sandy Beach Campground sent the driver to the hospital with moderate injuries and closed down one lane while cleanup efforts were undertaken. The driver, 50-year-old Rogue River, Oregon resident John Greenhow, was hauling organic mulch when he failed to negotiate a turn in the roadway. The tractor and trailer overturned, spilling the contents onto the roadway and causing injuries to Greenhow's arm, leg, and back. One-way control traffic was in place while a tow truck removed the vehicle, as well as while Caltrans crews removed the organic soil from the road, which was completed earlier this afternoon. A Crescent City woman hired as a caretaker for an elderly Brookings, Oregon man has been indicted on four felonies. Donna Lama was indicted with three counts of aggravated theft and one count of criminal mistreatment after stealing more than $500,000 from the man under her care, Gordon Frederick. The thefts occurred on separate occasions between February and June of last year, according to the Daily Triplicate. All the charges against Lima are felonies, and she faces up to 10 years for each count if convicted. A pretrial hearing has been scheduled for July 10th. The County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a room at the Lone Pine Motel in Garberville yesterday. Officers contacted two individuals, 30-year-old Wade Harris and 38-year-old Brandy Land, and found them attempting to flush about a half ounce of suspected methamphetamine down the toilet. A further search of the room turned up 6 pounds of processed weed and materials consistent with drug sales. Both Harris and Land were booked into county jail on drug possession charges, as well as probation violations. Both were on active probation at the time of the search. The City of Fortuna will hold a public hearing on Monday at 3 o'clock in council chambers. The public is invited to attend as the City Council considers the adoption of the 2012-2013 fiscal year budget. Other agenda items include setting the city fee structure for city divisions for the upcoming fiscal year. And the City of Arcata wants to notify motorists that construction crews from Kernan Construction will repave the Bayside Cutoff east of Highway 101 next week, all the way to Old Arcata Road. You'll be able to access the cutoff from Highway 101, but motorists heading west toward the cutoff from Old Arcata will find the lane closed during the hours of 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Do you want your children to be active this summer and not sit in front of the couch playing video games? Sign them up for Boys and Girls Sports Camps at St. Bernard's. Children ages 8 to 13 will be taught to enjoy sports and learn fundamentals as well as teamwork. We offer a variety of sports camps and offer discounts on multiple signups. Contact St. Bernard's at 443-2735.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The pending resignation of First District Supervisor Jimmy Smith has not just affected him and his family, it's already had an impact on the election, constituents, as well as those who work side by side with him each day, like Supervisor Ryan Sundberg, who commented about the impact Smith had on him as a new supervisor.
Well, it's been Jimmy Smith for sure. One of the things he did is moved his office. You know, he could have had a pick of any office he wanted in the building. He chose one of the smallest offices and put his office right in between Virginia and I. So it's me, Jimmy, Virginia. And he did that just so he could help us and answer questions and, you know, be right there. And I thought that was pretty cool that he did that.
Smith's resignation goes into effect on August 3rd, and although the board has thrown its support behind Rex Bone as the person they believe the governor should appoint to fill out Smith's term, Sundberg knows he's losing a valuable resource.
Jimmy's going to leave a big hole for sure. I mean, it's going to be tough because whenever I have, you know, all the little questions that I think back on now that I ask him, and he just point me in the right direction. And you know, most everybody's busy. You know, it's hard to catch up with people unless they're right there. You can go by and talk to them.
Smith is stepping down for health reasons and spent an hour talking about his time in public office on Talk Shop yesterday. And that's the North Coast News on this Friday evening for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.